I'm talking now. When you are going to buy a property, you want to order your credit scores at least a year in advance. And when you go to myfico.com, they actually have a score simulator tool on the site where they'll show you what you should do over the next year to get your credit scores as high as possible. Now, before your broker makes that offer, you go and print out your credit scores from myfico.com. The first two pages just show what your credit score is, and they also say what percentage of the community has this excellent score. So that could really set you aside from every down payment. But if you are selling a property and you don't buy quick enough, closing the mortgage could drop your score substantially.
Now, so I didn't know that. Wait, say that again.
If you're selling your property and your mortgage gets paid off, and you wait 6 months to buy a property, depending on your credit, the fact that you closed that mortgage and you took away that very substantial type of credit could drop your credit score to a point where maybe you're not going to get the rate you want.
When are these credit scores going to start to make sense? I mean, that's a stupid analysis.
If you're thinking about it logically, as we're sitting here, it may seem stupid. But when you have different types of credit, a mortgage weighs the most heavily
because
when you close it, you're closing out a whole vision of how you pay
credit. You closed it out successfully and paid it off according to its terms. You should be congratulated for that, not punished.
That's so old school, Jerry.
I mean, silly me, but
it will affect your credit score. Mm. Now, if you have an 830 credit score and you close out the mortgage and the score drops 60 points, you still have an excellent credit score. But you have to really check as a seller. You have to check your credit. See what your credit score is, and then work from there to make sure it's as high as possible.
One more thing to worry about.
Why make it so complicated?